Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and today I'm talking with a special guest from the UK who just got back from Maui, and maybe you'll tell us a little bit about that experience. David Rothwell, are you there?
I am.
David, so you were at Perry Marshall's extravaganza in Maui this March, I guess
yes,
it is.
Yes, indeed. It was last week, and I had no clue I was going to be there, but I got asked to present some material on things that I've been working on, and I couldn't really turn Perry down with an invitation like that. Firstly, to be with Perry and his crew and his community, and of course in such an interesting place.
And of course, most people I'm sure know Perry, but if not, best quickest way to find out about him is Perry Marshall. Go to Amazon and just get his book. Was it The Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords?
It's The Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords, now in its second edition.
And absolutely, yep, one of the foundation books, not only in Google AdWords, but in all internet marketing. And Perry's been the guy for AdWords for since the beginning, really.
That's right.
You know, and part of that has contributed to him creating such a great circle of experts, but also he's just a great educator and a great thinker in our
so
field.
True.
And he had this kind of wild event out in Hawaii, and David, you were part of that. So you're
yeah,
calling in
right.
from the UK. You're calling in from the UK, and
yes, the UK.
Tell us. I always like to start with new guests because everybody starts in a different place and everybody picks a different segment of the industry to work in. What were you doing before the internet came along?
Well, the internet has been around for a while for me. I've known Google since the fairly early days, but I'm actually from a corporate IT management background, and IT is something I was doing for a long time, like decades, and worked my way up to European IT management, in fact, for an American firm. And then I got caught up in the dot-com crash of 2001 and the 9/11 situation, and I was laid off in 2001. And tried very hard to get back into IT, because that was what I knew, but completely failed. The bottom had dropped out of the market, so I had to turn to other things and found my way to the internet, found my way to discovering web publishing and, content and so forth, and trying to see what was going on there and find my way like everybody does. Started off having discovered web publishing in the SEO area of things, funnily enough, to begin with. And then in 2003, dabbled a bit with Google AdWords, which was very recent in the UK at that point. Failed, as many people do with it. And then in 2004, discovered Perry completely by accident and just got completely captivated by the whole thing. And here I am now, 6 years later.
Great. And we've seen you at a lot of our events over the years, too.
Yeah, I've been coming to the System Seminar since 2007, and how that happened was Perry was my first introduction to the whole real direct marketing situation via AdWords. Certainly, I really had very little conception of what direct marketing and internet marketing was all about at that point. But like you said earlier, he's such a big picture guy. He's not just AdWords, he's the whole marketing thing. So I got carried along with that, and through him discovered you and the System Seminar, and went along to my first one in 2007 and have been coming along ever since because it's just such a great education.
Great. And like as you mentioned, your focus has been AdWords, and you became a consultant in the AdWords field working with clients. What kind of clients do you work with?
Oh, well, all shapes and sizes from all over the place. And it's very interesting how you see people like me who manage other people's AdWords accounts, so agencies, if you like, in that we're working for clients who've got anything that they're marketing online potentially. So I've worked for care homes and training companies and software development firms and B2B providers and B2C providers. It's completely all over the map. My first client was a lady in real estate in Houston in 2005.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I started out, once I got good at AdWords, I realized my first thought was, well, I'm kind of a service provider, so how can I, provide this service for other people who are trying to come to grips with it like I did? I advertised online, and, as I say, a lady in real estate in Houston found me, and I had to figure out, how much do I ask this person to pay me? And then if if she agrees, how is she going to do it?
Right.
That was my first experience of PayPal.
I'm glad you're bringing all these fundamental issues up. You know,
oh, it's very
trying to get it to work and failing, which
yeah.
is really the story of all of us initially. I don't know a single person that ever figured out how to make it work the first time,
when
you have good advice. You know,
yeah.
for some reason, yeah, you know. And then the whole issue of if you take on clients, how do you figure out what to charge and how do you get
yeah.
paid and
yeah.
all these fundamental issues. So since we probably have a lot of advisors, people that have advice businesses, maybe we'll ask you, without giving away any of your secrets, how do you find clients? I imagine a lot of it's word of mouth.
Well, funnily enough, although we're working in this whole online advertising situation, a lot of my clients have either come from referrals or they found me because I've just kept publishing stuff online rather than just promoting it and advertising it. I've just been putting content that I like, that I feel is important, onto my site, and it gets indexed and people find it. And the major client that I'm working with at the moment, which was really why I ended up in Maui, was the result of a phone call one day last October.
Gotcha. So, speaking of your articles and such, where can people follow you and you know keep track of what you're up to?
Okay. Well, I'm at AdWordsAnswers.com. AdWordsAnswers.com.
Oh, great domain. AdWordsAnswers.com. Awesome.
Yeah, and there's a Twitter feed published from there. I've been a bit. I haven't published very much recently. I've been so busy, but whenever I publish, then it goes up to Twitter, and I have a LinkedIn profile, and I have a Facebook page, which I'm having come back from Maui and listened to what's been going on there, then that's going to get more active as well.
There was a lot of discussion on Facebook as a lead generation.
There was a big session by Brian Todd on Facebook, which was very illuminating.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm finally, you know, it's so hard to get sometimes, as you know, the straight story
yeah.
on thing. You know, I hear people talk about Facebook and how wonderful it is, but then when you try to pin them down to details,
mm-hmm.
suddenly it gets very vague. But I know, I'm sure Brian was very crystal clear on that.
He's dug into it as deep, pretty much, I think, as probably it is at the moment, and it's still... Well, not scratching the surface, but there's still a lot to be discovered. And it's changing. It's very volatile.
We have done a little dabbling in it so far, trying to figure out how to make it work. We've been buying clicks from Facebook, but I'm sure Brian got into a lot more than just click buying.
Yeah, they've spent like best part of a year researching it in great depth. So it was, as I say, it was very interesting what he had to say.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So again, I was just going to say that the Maui thing was really a result of my conversations with Brian over the past, let's see, where are we, March? I'd say probably about 3 months or so. I've just been sending him, sharing data with him that I've been turning up on my particular thing, and he got so interested in it, and we started really digging into what I was doing, and he said, well, you know, this is outside of our experience, and we're doing this thing in Maui, and would you like to be there to present it? So,
you know, that you just gave away one of the great secrets. Not really, no one's keeping it a secret, but it...
Oh, dear, did I ask something wrong?
No, that's okay. No, and it functions like a secret, but it's not really a secret. People are always wondering, well, how do I break in? You know, how do I,
yeah,
you know, get in with the guys that are really good at this? And I'll tell you
yeah.
the simplest way on earth, and it's tried and true, and David just gave it to you, is generate some data.
Yeah, good stuff.
You know, real world, we are all starved for and keenly interested in real world data about what's going on out there, and we can't track everything. So anybody that's willing to go through the effort of tracking something unique and organizing it and presenting it in a useful form, like you did with Brian, that's going to get the attention of serious marketers. So that led to you getting invited to speak. That's what led you to invited speaking in Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, you know, we have a, like I said, we probably have a lot of listeners who are in the advice business and if you're in the advice business, you know, or the information marketing business, and one of the best things you can possibly do for yourself is raise your profile. And the most rapid and dramatic way to raise your profile is be a speaker at a high profile event. I mean, I have seen so many people, for example, come through the system, and on the basis of giving one talk at the system, suddenly their career is made or launched, at least.
Yeah,
and,
well, that's happened to Perry, isn't it?
We have Perry, and man, too many people to mention Howie. I would put in that category, and the list goes on and on. And so people often wonder, well, gee, how do I get to speak at a system seminar? And it's like, come up with something new that I haven't heard before that's really good. You're in, you know. So it's not a celebrity. At least our approach to internet marketing is not celebrity driven, and it's not, you know, but back slapping, you know, one hand washes the other approach. It's like, who's doing really good work this year? Who's doing something unique? And that's the surest way to get into speaking gigs in any field. So great. So you shared some data on with Brian, and he got access to this. They were selling the tickets for quite a lot of money, right?
You bet. $5,000.
Whoa. Not bad.
It was not a cheap event at all, and there were about 100 folks there. So, you know, they traveled from all over, I mean, predominantly America, because, of course, it was in Hawaii. So there's a heck of a long way, but there was a bunch of us from the UK as well, and Australia and so forth. So it was certainly well attended, even with that price tag.
Fantastic. Well, you know, it was framed in a very sensible way, which is, look, if you are buying, you know, significant amounts of traffic, and you want to, you know, buy your traffic better and get a greater yield on it, we can pretty much guarantee that your tuition is going to be trivial in comparison to the results you're getting. And I'm going to guess that was the case.
Absolutely, his guarantee was, you know, if you're not here, then you're going to lose like 10 times over what it cost you to get here.
Yeah, and that could be conservative.
Yes.
We have a coaching group, a mastermind group, and it's about twice what Perry charged. So not an insignificant amount of money and big commitment, you know, to the attendees. But one of our attendees just reported that as a result of the work we did with him, we had a session in January, I think it was. Yeah, January. So in February, he reported, gee, he was able to cut $210,000 from his annual expenses. He realized it was complete waste. Yeah, so it's like, gee, was my tuition high or was it way too low? You know? Yeah. So, now that being said, I want to speak to the audience for a second. Just, you know, not the reason the certain of these high-priced trainings make sense is because people are in a particular place in their business. You know, for instance, if you're spending $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month on traffic, which some people do, spending five to do that much more efficiently just is a logical business decision. It's not even very dramatic, really. If you're operating a business that has millions of dollars a year in revenue, and you can join a mastermind group where you learn to shave, you know, $200,000 off your annual expenses, that's a good investment. There are a lot of things out there, mentorships or coaching programs and so on that are sold via the telephone to beginners, and they're very expensive, kind of uncomparable with prices that Perry and I charge, that aren't necessarily good, and they're not necessarily the right thing, especially for somebody just getting started. So I want to make that distinction. You know, these kind of price points we're talking about make sense for businesses that are already operating on a certain scale. If you're a beginner, what you really need to do, and David, I'd love to know your take on this, but my take is really simple. Do two things. One, make sure you're reading the direct marketing classics, and I've talked about them so often, I won't repeat them again. And the second thing is take advantage of all the free pre-system seminar stuff that we give away during the course of the year, especially in the month leading up to the system. You'll get really the foundation that you need just to get going. You do not need to spend a fortune to learn this business.
That's so true.
So, David, what kind of – you're going to be a guest this year, a guest speaker at the System Club seminar. And for people that don't know, in addition to the System Seminar, we have the System Club, and this is basically an alumni group. It's people who have attended System Seminars over the years, and we keep the seminar going all year, and every month we have a guest or two, sometimes even three, and basically, you know, it's like a seminar session, except it's by telephone, and people also get the CD with the audio on it. System Club members also get a big discount on the annual System Seminar event. So it's a pretty good deal. We have a lot of members. And we have one of the other things we do is we have a free System Seminar Club member only seminar that's free. And it takes place right before the annual System event. And David, you've been to a few of those, yeah?
Yes, every time I've come over, really, because coming from the UK, well, having done Maui now, Chicago seems like, you know, just next door, but getting to Chicago isn't trivial, really, totally. So it's always, I've always found it better to have some extra time. So I've always come over a day early and done the free day, which has always been really, really useful to do.
Yeah, what's nice about the free day is it's a smaller group, obviously, because it's just the alumni that come back. And you know, we try different things, you know. I don't know if you were there the year we had Martin Atkins, who was a drummer.
He was absolutely extraordinary. Yes.
Memorable. Yeah, and it was a very unusual talk because he's not in our business, but in fact he started life out as a punk rock drummer and he played with Johnny Rotten and all these guys. And
how
but
you
now,
managed to get him, I don't know, but it was absolutely sensational.
Yeah, and he just has some really good common sense advice about what it really takes to get a business off the ground, and he's one of the most articulate people on that subject. He's entertaining and he's funny as hell.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to see if I can get him back again this year.
You should. If you can get him back to follow up on what he did, you should definitely do that.
Oh great. Well, thank you for encouraging me because I'm going to make the effort because I had a feeling that.
Us Brits can, because he's, you know, he's part of and of my sort of generation, if you like. You know, we really resonate with it.
Oh yeah, he's from. He was born in Coventry. And then he was born in Coventry.
Background, but UK punk rocker, yeah, fantastic stuff.
So anyway, we have these kinds of kind of excellent but quirky guests that, you know, we have to try them out, you know, when you ask a punk rocker to come and speak at a marketing seminar, you never know what's going to happen. But also a lot of things have been introduced at the System Club that really were brand new to the industry. There was a great SEO guy named Ken Giddens, who's unfortunately passed away, and he'd done all the original websites for Netscape, and he was one of the best SEO guys in the world. The company that he worked for, he got them to number one in for watches for Google, which was worth millions and millions of dollars to them every year in sales. And he was a great educator, just a great guy. And his very first speaking experience to internet marketers was at a System Club meeting. And there's a lot of people that went on to become pretty significant or well-known. They were already significant players, but they came to the System Club. So Dave is going to be speaking at the System Club this year. That's just a long story to explain that. So David, what are you going to talk about? I know you got a lot up your sleeve, but I don't know. I know it's going to be AdWords related.
Yeah, it's like I said just now, I've been with Perry for 6 years since, I said before that I discovered him, but it was really the other way around. You know, he discovered me because, you know what, I was not looking for Perry in 2004. It was just one of those funny ads floating about that caught my eye, and he was doing his introductory thing for AdWords, which I tried out, and I've just been with him since. So 6 years of AdWords experience now, and as we know, Google keep doing new things with AdWords and introducing new features and new functionalities and so forth. And one of the things they brought out, I guess it'd be about a year ago, was a thing which they call Conversion Optimizer. And it's really to do with managing your campaigns on a level of automation that has never even really been talked about. And this is what intrigued Brian, was that I'd tried this conversion optimizer out last year and had some experience with it and found it to my surprise, really, was that it worked really, really well, which is that it manages your conversion costs for you. So the critical thing, as we all know, basically, is to be tracking conversions from what you're doing online. And with Google AdWords, if you're doing that, then Conversion Optimizer gives you a level of automation and control and intelligence under the hood of Google that has just never really been suspected before. So I found that it worked, and I wanted to do some more testing with it because my background from IT is, you know, I'm an engineer and we like tinkering about with stuff. Funnily enough, this is a bit similar to Perry. You know, he's an ex-engineer, and we engineers just like taking things to pieces and putting them back together again and seeing how they work and doing experiments and stuff like that. So whenever anything new comes out in AdWords, because I'm in it all the time, literally more or less every day as an agency, then it's when something new pops up, it's like, oh, I wonder what that does. So I tried it out, found it worked, and I wanted to take it to the next level. And I, like I mentioned earlier, I had somebody phone me late last year, back in October, and he'd gotten his AdWords account suspended by doing something wrong, and this was very important to him to get it running again. So we managed to resurrect him, and I found that he'd got this incredible lead generation website that he was directing lots of traffic to, and tracking conversions really, really well. So this gave me the opportunity to really try Conversion Optimizer in anger, and we put it in place. And I was just doing everything I could with it to try and push it and push it and push it and give it as much traffic as I could get. We've ended up in a situation now where this particular advertiser's AdWords account has got over 250,000 keywords in it. It's absolutely huge. And it's generating between 500 and 1,000 conversions a week. And that equates to about, the numbers are really big. It's like 15,000 clicks a week, and usually well over 1 million ad impressions a day. And this is just on the search network, not even the, you know, the much vaunted content network, which is renowned for big numbers. So,
good Lord.
Yeah, really, really big. And this was the material that I presented at Maui, with a lot of screenshots of this actual, you know, down and dirty stuff about what's working and what's going on and all the numbers and down to keywords and ad texts and all the rest of it. And I was finding myself increasingly surprised by how consistent and reliable this thing was and what a fantastic job it was doing for me. And I'm on a revenue share basis with this advertiser as well, which is a different model to what I've used in the past. I've typically tended to be on a flat fee, flat management fee with advertiser accounts. But with this guy, he knew his numbers. That's a really important thing very early on. And so he was interested in doing a commission-based deal with me. That's what we've ended up doing. And the whole thing works extremely well. It works for him. It works for me. It works for Google. It works for his advertisers who he's got on his website that are converting so well. So it all works really, really well. And it just led me into thinking more deeply into what might be going on under the hood of Google to make this machinery work as well as it does. And I had a few insights into what was really happening in there, and a number of things were explained to me the more I thought about all this. And I should say that I'm an agency partner of Google, so I have people at Google I can call up and speak to, rather than just the help desk people who don't know anything. And I ran a few ideas by them, and they just said, well, yeah, that's how it works. So I'm like, wow.
Wow, David, that's incredible. Yeah, I think with Google, if you first of all, you have to have some kind of a relationship. If you're just buying ads, it's kind of hard to make any headway. But I think once you've got the relationship with them, all you have to do is know the right question to ask, and they're pretty forthcoming.
Especially if you indicate that you
really know 95% of it, they'll tell you the other 5%.
This is absolutely true, Ken. And what happened in that situation was my relationship manager lady over there, when I mentioned this to her, it's like, well, yeah, that's how it works. You know, these guys know all this stuff, but like you say, unless you know the right questions and the right way of thinking about things, you can't get out of them what's there, but that's only because you don't know what to ask and what's going on.
Well, let's talk a little bit just about basics for people that are new to Conversion Optimizer. We know Website Optimizer, and that's a tool that lets you easily split test and even Taguchi style test different landing pages. And we know about Google Analytics, which lets you just sort of track activity. What is Conversion Optimizer?
Conversion Optimizer. Well, I put it on one of my slides at the Maui presentation that it was this. It's bid management and ad delivery on steroids, and then some, you know, on steroids. That's commonly used. Whatever, but when you dig into what this thing does, it is, and I was speaking to we had about 100 people at the thing, and even at Perry's level of that kind of community, it's very varied, you know, the ability, and there's a spectrum of what people are specializing in. So some people listened and asked questions, and a few people just really got it, what I was talking about. And one of them got it real early on, and he was like, oh, my God, I've got to go and do this right now. And another fella I was speaking to later on, and again, and I really related to their reactions because I was in the same situation. When I was thinking this through about what could be happening, I was just like, this is mind-boggling. I never realized this kind of stuff was going on in the background. And then when I mentioned it to my contact at Google, it's like, well, yeah, okay, that's how it works. Whoa.
Wow. So just give that definition again for everybody, what Website Optimizer is.
What it does is it's consistent cost of conversion. So it goes without saying that you have to be tracking conversions, and they could be whatever conversion event you choose. It could be, you know, opt-ins or lead generation or sales or whatever you like. The critical thing is that conversion event has a value which you understand. So it's worth X, say $5. And when you're in the situation that you can turn Conversion Optimizer on, because there is a threshold of eligibility, although that has reduced and reduced and reduced over the time they've been making it available, and it's very small now. It's 15 conversion events in a 30-day period, which is ridiculously small. It was like 300 when it first came out. It gives you this consistency and reliability and control so that you can have Google manage your bidding for you on every keyword in your account. So this account with 250,000 keywords in it, all the bid prices are all managed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And even bigger than that is the way that it manages ad delivery. The Google network reaches 80% of the community out there across content and search partners and search network. And there's very different communities of people out there seeing your ads triggered by different keywords in different situations, different places, different time zones, different IP addresses, different keywords. And all that is managed totally by Conversion Optimizer.
So it identifies, wow, this is a great time to run ads for this offer.
Yeah.
And this is a good set of IP addresses because maybe it's an offer that's particularly attractive in rural areas, let's say,
versus
urban areas.
Yeah. All these factors.
And it does that for you.
It does. Yeah.
Lord.
It brings a level of intelligence that I say on when I was scribbling some notes about this, I've almost thought about running it as an ad, that split testing is dead because you can't split test or test ads out the way Google's machinery can do it for you. And fellow AdWords practitioners on listening to the call will relate to the fact that if you're running ads on the Search Partner Network, for instance, you do not know what those Search Partner Network sites actually are. Even Google themselves cannot publish a definitive list of that. But what their machinery can do is serve up by predicting what Google knows about keywords and ad performance and so forth. It can serve your ads up against keyword searches on Search Partner sites that are most predicted to give you a conversion at the value you have set.
Good Lord.
It is very, very interesting stuff.
Well, you know, I'm a huge believer in split testing, and for those that have a mathematical bent, Taguchi testing. But the reality is that split testing is kind of like a rock. You know, it's like,
yeah.
why did primitive man use rocks for tools? Well, that's the tool that was readily available. And once somebody figured out how to make bronze, then people stopped carving rocks or stopped, you know, making arrowheads or whatever. And I think it's the same thing with split testing. It's a fantastic tool. It certainly will never hurt anybody. But technology, especially Google's technology, because of the sheer volume of data they have, the seriousness with which they take their data, and their attitude of, I think, and I know we have some controversy in our circle. Some people think Google's the devil. And I kind of agree with them to a degree, but then other people say, well, look what Google's done, and they've created this amazing ad network. They've created these amazing management tools. I mean, what do you want from these guys? You know, they're pretty good.
Yeah,
so here's another example of them using their resources to create something that's revolutionary. I mean, all these things, that the original AdWords network was a revolutionary thing. Making something with the power of Google Analytics available was revolutionary. And by the way, we're going to have Timothy Stewart, who's one of the great Google AdWords analytics experts of all time. He's going to be a speaker at System 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Website Optimizer. We've actually, you know, for people that are new to us, Google sends their faculty to teach at our seminars. This year we are going to have some Google folks as attendees. Nobody's going to be on stage from Google this year. But last 2 years running, Google has sent its people to our events to speak, and you won't see them doing that at any other internet marketing seminar in our sphere. So this is great. So at the System Club, then, you're going to go under the hood and show us a little bit about how this conversion optimizer actually works in practice.
Yeah, I'll give some. What I did at Perry's Maui Summit was to give some background as to, you know, some of what I just discussed there, really, which was how did this come to be, and what's it all about, what does it do, and importantly, like you just mentioned back there, well, what does Google get out of this, you know?
Right.
They are giving something away here which is really important. So putting them in the sort of situation of being the devil all over again, what's in it for them? You know, what do they get? Well, they get data, they get knowledge, but they've been doing this for nearly 10 years anyway. Like you just said, with all the things they've been giving away, like analytics and Website Optimizer, what's their prize? Their prize is they get to see data that they wouldn't be able to get to otherwise. And this is just so true of Conversion Optimizer. And the backdrop of this, I think, is that, as we know, Google knows pretty much everything there is to be known about clicks because they've been doing it for 8 years or so now. And they know this stuff really, really well. But what is recent for them, relatively speaking, is what does it mean in terms of value, in terms of conversions? So what's the data there? And Google have got their own affiliate network starting up and growing by the month, week, day. This is all about conversions. What's the commercial value of these things that they're generating? So that's what I'm firmly of the belief they are getting out of this, and it's quite logical, I think. So they're understanding a piece of the puzzle now that they didn't know before. They'd be sort of behind this curtain of all the clicks and stuff that are going on and all the transactions and so forth, but what does that mean in real-world terms, in terms of how much does somebody make if they sell something, you know? So this is where they're getting their insight from.
Wow. And for people that are relatively new to internet marketing, we coined a formula back in 2002 at the System Seminar, which is traffic plus conversion equals profits equals sales equals business equals whatever. But traffic and conversion being the absolute essence of what we do.
Yeah.
And So good to see Google catching up with the system seminar after all these years
and
focusing on the conversion side. I mean, people may think I'm crazy, but I feel there's a lot of affinity between the two companies. They were just a little startup when we were already around. So, you know, I have a different attitude towards them than other people might have. I think they're bringing incredible intelligence to the whole internet.
Yeah.
And
well, for me, you know, one thing that was explained by all my sort of thinking about this and talking it over with Google and experimentation and what have you was that, again, anyone listening on the call who's an AdWords person will know that whenever you create a new AdWords campaign, every single time you do so, the default settings for a new campaign are all networks are selected and now all devices are selected. In other words, Google is just setting everything at full power. And their own professed best working practice is to turn a bunch of that stuff off. So why do they always leave it on with a new campaign? And I've come to term this the new campaign paradox. And what it is really is that it reveals that Google, whenever it's created a new campaign, has always been gathering data right from the first second that the thing was made live. And, of course, us clever marketers come along and understand the system better now, so we turn the content network off and we turn search partners off and we turn various devices off and so forth. But anybody who has in the past historically left all that stuff on has just been creating more data for Google to learn about.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Wow.
Mm.
It's, you know, people like Claude Hopkins and David Ogilvy and John Caples would be just ecstatic see this kind of data. I mean, this is for people in direct marketing, this is Shangri-La.
Mm.
You know? And
whenever I've spoken about this to people, it's like Brian was really surprised when I started sharing some screenshots of things that I'd been observing. If you kind of go along for the ride with this, because that's the other thing about it, going back to the point about what Google gets out of this, is they get data. So like you said about them, you know, people are a bit paranoid about Google, and rightfully so in many respects. When you're working with Conversion Optimizer, you've really got to suspend your paranoia and just say, okay, Google's got this AI, this artificial intelligence that pre-Conversion Optimizer, they've just been doing this for their own benefit because they're all about CPM, they're all about maximizing the value of a click. Now, if you attach the conversion data to that, it's all about you, the advertiser, being able to borrow their artificial intelligence and use it to make decisions that you would just not be able to make. It would be impossible to do so. You've just got to go along with the ride and suspend your paranoia for the benefit of what this thing does.
Well, that's good. And on the other side of the paranoia spectrum, we'll have Greg Davis, who's a CPA marketer, and he'll have a totally different view on Google and Google's level of trustworthiness. So everybody has to make everybody's got to make up their own mind about things. So David's at one end of the extreme and Greg's at the other, and if anybody that tells you there's cut and dried answers on these things is kidding you. And also one thing that you mentioned that way back, and I want to highlight it for everybody, is when you first presented this material in Maui, and I imagine it was the first time you ever presented it anywhere to a large group, right?
You're absolutely right. It was the first time I'd ever stood up in front of 100 people in a room and spoken about this. Anything to do with even to do with AdWords, really. I mean, you know, I've joined in the odd conversation at the system from time to time over the past couple of years, but I've never stood up in front of a bunch of people and, you know, presented all this stuff.
Well, this highlights a couple of things. Number one, this is one of the benefits for people that are serious internet marketers to get involved in our circles, because this is how we work. We train and you know, expose people to this material, and then invariably people like David will go out and find absolutely brand new earth-shaking stuff
and then bring it back to the for the rest of us. And this is kind of the system. I mean, that was the system I had in mind way back when I started this. That if we gave enough people a solid foundation in all these things, and Perry has the absolute same philosophy, you know, a real foundation, not a make believe or fantasy fueled foundation, but a real foundation how the business works.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about. If we give enough, a good foundation to enough people, people are going to go out and come back with amazing finds. Well, in essence, that's what Perry is. Perry is somebody that was first exposed to pay-per-click in a serious way at the systems seminar, and he got the traffic plus conversion formula at his seminar and that he took in 2002. And that was enough based on where he was already at, because he already certainly knew a lot about direct marketing. He knew quite a bit about internet marketing, but he just needed that little catalyst to crystallize his understanding of what the essential elements were. Well, all he needed was that. He went off and took that and has done all the amazing things he's done. So we are, I often use this phrase at the seminar itself, but we really are a community of learners. This is not a situation where, you know, here's David up there on the podium and he's the genius and the rest of us are all, you know, serfs, it's really, hey, we're all trying to figure this stuff out. And the point that you made earlier on too is when you were in Maui, some people, well, let's put it this way. Let me just make it simple. Nobody, there's absolutely nobody who knows everything that's important to know in this field. It's just, I mean, you can know everything in theory and you can kind of know, hey, these are the essential elements. But when it comes to operational competence, pretty much people pick, you know, they pick their areas and they, like you've picked AdWords and obviously you picked Conversion Optimizer. Other people pick SEO, you know, other people pick copywriting and joint ventures. And, you know, it's a huge field. And fortunately, you don't need to know, you don't need to be an expert in absolutely everything to make things work very well for yourself.
You
can't be. It's impossible. And so I bring that up to beginners. It's a good thing for all of us to remind ourselves of that. But I also want to, you know, caution beginners. You'll often sometimes see people claim that they've got the way. And if you just follow the way, just plug this thing in and it will work. You know, it just doesn't work that way. You've got to get a good education, just like anything else. If you want to be a good doctor, if you want to be a good lawyer, if you want to be a good Indian chief, a good plumber, I mean, a good whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you got to learn what the basic skills are. And then you figure out, okay, what out of this could I really excel at?
Yeah.
You know, given what I naturally like to do. And yeah, and then you just go in that direction, and excellence pays rewards. Like, you know, in your case, David, you got excellent at AdWords. You know, you've got this conversion optimizer thing under your belt there, and you're figuring it out. And, you know, that's really how progress comes in this. And really, any, if you look at any industry, any profession, any business, it comes from this kind of approach. So just want to point that out to people that may have never been to our events.
I think it's very true. And just to pick up on your previous point about traffic plus conversion, I think it was, I don't know whether it was at last system or the one before, but I think I remember hearing you sort of embellish that slightly, which I agreed with, in that you said, we've revised it slightly and we think that it's traffic plus conversion plus customer care equals a business.
Exactly. If all you want is... sort of mechanical profits, which I know to some people might sound very attractive, then just focus on traffic and conversion. But if you want a business, and a business means profits that are sort of stable and growing and
continue
to expand, then you start thinking about your customers. And the reason I add that in is I noticed some people became so focused on traffic and conversion that they forgot that there are human beings making those clicks and making those purchases.
Well, you know what, Ken? Google certainly hasn't forgotten about it, because witness last December with 30,000 AdWords accounts getting the chop as a result of people doing things that were not just only oblivious to people, but were in some cases criminal. Now the FTC is jumping up and down on Google's case. They've been reminded that, you know, the whole human relationship thing and the user experience sort of thing is paramount.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, when you're sometimes if you're a beginner and you're dazzled by other people's stories of their success, sometimes you can be led astray as to what really matters in the business. But really, there's a lot of people with short-term success, and it doesn't make any sense to build something on a faulty foundation that's going to be shut off or shut down. And that's what happened. This has been the story of the internet since day one. People think they're going to find a way to I don't know, for lack of a better word, cheat. And it works, and then it doesn't work anymore, and all of a sudden they're back to zero, where the guy who wasn't in a huge rush, but was building everything very solidly, that business goes on and on and on and on. And there's a lot of value in a business that continues year after year versus a business that has some big spike of income and then suddenly is like wiped off the planet. I think that's my bias towards that. You may have to have you speak at the big system itself if you're willing. It sounds like this is like way more than average important material.
It was one heck of a surprise to me, but there's been a couple of things from my background that kind of led me to the point of the revelation of it, which really was that, firstly, I'm an engineer, so I like to fiddle around with stuff. Secondly, I've been doing it for years, since 2004 was when I first started doing this stuff for myself and figuring it out, and 2005 was my first client. And then from an agency perspective, I've not just been working with one AdWords account, but I've been working with dozens and dozens and dozens of them, of all shapes and sizes over time. And the more you do that, the bigger your picture and your grasp and understanding of the fundamentals, even at a subliminal level, because you just absorb all this stuff because you're in it all the time. And I know that speaking to fellow professionals like Brian, like Perry, like Howie, like Glenn Livingston, I speak with these guys all the time, and even they who are not in the AdWords trenches every week like I am, or even every day like I am, they just can't absorb all this stuff because they're not there, in the moment with it. Whereas that's what makes me a little bit different, is I'm not just running, haven't just been running one account, I've run loads of them, and that's given me this, this breadth of experience.
Absolutely. That's why we like to have people, for instance, like Timothy Seward, in a somewhat similar to your case, where I think they have over 70 active clients.
So
every day they're dealing with all kinds of businesses across all kinds of industries and different budget rates. This issue of learning and time is really important, because if you think of right now I've actually got some tendonitis in my right hand, and I can't write. So I have to write it's just temporarily, but I can't write, so I have to write with my left hand, which is very. Because I think with writing, it's problematic for me, but that's another story. But so I'm writing with my left hand, and it's very slow, and the letters aren't very well formed, and it kind of brings me back to when I was in grammar school, learning how to write. And in a way, that kind of mirrors the experience of learning internet marketing. There is just no way you're going to, from your first class, go write perfect script super fast. Write as fast as you can think. I write as fast as I can think. Like that I can do. Because I've been doing it for years and years. Well, with my left hand, I can't quite go anywhere near as fast. But it's the same thing with internet marketing. And that's why it's so important to take a long-term view of your education, look at it as a career, not as a quick hit. Realize that, you're going to start where you can, and accumulate this knowledge, and then you will, if you stick with it, you'll get to the point where you're like David, or you're like Perry, or any of the other people that we mentioned on this call, where you're super fluent, and you're doing all kinds of amazing things. It's a cumulative process.
Yes.
And right. And it's also happens to be a lot of fun, which is part of the reason we all stick with it.
Yeah.
Learning.
Well, I wouldn't do a lot of stuff. Over the years, in my, I left school at 16, went to work straight away, worked for various firms over the years, 25-year career in IT and computers and electronics and stuff. But I've never, Whenever I've got to the point where I've been bored with a job, I've left, because I can't do stuff that I don't enjoy doing. And the reason I've been doing this for so long is because it has its rewards and it's fun doing it. And yes, there are tedious parts, but that goes with the show. You can't have the whole thing, you know, totally without the routine. But I've systematized an awful lot of what I do, which I've had to do, otherwise I wouldn't be managing accounts with 250,000 keywords in them. And part of the presentation I shared at Maui is that, okay, even once you've got Conversion Optimizer, you know, on the go, and it's managing all the stuff for you that it does, there's still a weekly routine that I go through with all my accounts, and I have a 13-step system, which is, if you take it right from the very beginning in the sort of account life cycle, if you like, of, you know, starting a new AdWords account, doing the research, doing the development, doing the building and the structuring of the thing, then maintaining it and optimizing it and scaling it up. There's still work that goes along with this that you do regularly, but when you've got tools and knowledge at your experience, and I don't use anything at this point any more sophisticated than the AdWords Editor, which is the free Google software, which I've been using for, I don't know, must be going on 4 years now. Excel spreadsheets, which the Google people do themselves because they told me, which was surprising and reassuring at the same time. And with those, you can do a heck of a lot that you wouldn't realize you can do.
I'm really glad you brought that up. There's one of the things that goes on a lot in the internet marketing arena is people will come out with new software, and it will change your life, and it makes everything easy, and just give me $5,000 or some crazy amount of money. And David's told you the truth, that he's using very simple, very low cost, in some case free tools.
Yeah.
Greg Davis has the same story. I'll tell you the same story. We're just not using anything wildly expensive to accomplish
what
we accomplished. The expense is in learning the stuff, and you learn the stuff by being willing to start at the beginning and get a good foundation from people that know what's going on. And then one of the things that we can provide is we get a lot of the people. If you can't make it to Maui and spend $5,000, you can go to Chicago and spend a lot less. But be with the same caliber of people. Perry will be there, of course, and David, and some of our other speakers. Speaking of experience, we're going to have Drayton Bird from your part of the world, from London.
Yeah.
And Drayton started in direct marketing in 1959.
Unbelievable. So that's when I was born.
That's when I was born, too. That's a 50-year career, and I can tell you he's as sharp now as they come. I wouldn't want to match wits with the guy. And he's great, very, very funny, very down-to-earth. But, you know, David, you talk about experience and depth of experience in direct marketing. And you probably heard him speak in London, right?
I have. I've seen him twice there now, both your UK sessions, and he's one heck of a character. And like you say, the experience that goes with that, amazing.
Yeah, so we've managed by some miracle to get Drayton to come to Chicago. That's really a long trip for him, but he's doing it. We are having a junior copywriter, and I'm joking because he's been in it for over 30 years, and that's Bob Bly. He's written over a dozen books on advertising and marketing, and he's also going to be talking on copywriting and about marketing strategy and direct marketing. And what's interesting about Bob is he's got his own online publishing business. He's got over 60 titles in his catalog, and it's a very successful business. So he actually has a day-to-day experience with internet things. Then on the traffic side, we're going to have mentioned Timothy Seward, or ROI Revolution, one of the original companies to be certified by Google, way back when Google started its certification program. And again, they've got over 70 clients, and you know, people are spending anywhere from, you know, a few thousand to over $500,000 a month in ad traffic. So this is serious business. I mentioned Greg Davis, who's a very aggressive CPA marketer, and he has some days where he's spending $50,000 of his own money on traffic, and he certainly knows how to track and convert, and he's as good as I've ever seen, and he's a very great teacher, down to earth. If you never heard of him, it's because he's not doing that much teaching. He just minds his own business. But Lloyd Irvin, who's one of our grads, has prevailed on him to do some teaching, and I've said, hey, would you come to ours and
he has, and so Greg will be teaching. And then Ben Moskal, and his business generates over $1 million a year in affiliate commissions, all from pretty much from bought traffic. He does do some SEO, but it's pretty much AdWords traffic. It's sort of that the arbitrage that everybody's looking for, you know, buy traffic low and sell it high. And, well, he's figured that out, and he's got – it's just really him. And he's got a little bit of administrative support and a bunch of vendors, and he's generating those kinds of numbers. So these are all guys that are in the business. These are not people that today they're in Chicago, and next week they'll be in Orlando, and next week they'll be in Las Vegas. You know, these are guys who are – they're coming out for us, which I appreciate. Everybody happens to be either a graduate, you know, of our program. Well, everyone now at this point speaking at this event has either – been a speaker of ours several times or has been a graduate. So it's our guys. We all share the same philosophy. I think, you know, those of you that have listened this far, you're getting a sense that not only do we have some really, you know, just hardcore practical material to share with you, we also have a philosophy and an attitude and approach to sharing it and teaching it and to the business itself. So I'm going to say this. If you are serious about internet marketing, okay, I don't know many other places you could go. Maui's already come and gone. So I don't know where else you can go to learn the business at this level and to be with this caliber of people. We meet every year. It's called the System Seminar. For the last several years, it's been in Chicago. This year, it's going to be April 9th through April 11th. David's going to be an attendee. You might even get him up on stage for the big event. He will be a faculty member at the System Club Only seminar. And again, I look around. I encourage you to look at everything that's being offered there and just see if there's anything out there that matches what we offer in terms of breadth and depth and seriousness and I also think down to earth. You know, we're down to earthedness. You know, we don't pretend any special wisdom or anything. We're just guys that do this stuff. I've said this from the beginning, we're just plumbers, you know. We find out where the water main is, and we connect our pipe to the water main, and then we put some faucets on, and we make sure the pressure's running right, and we turn the faucet, and the water comes out.
Yeah, for me, you know, running IT infrastructure, that's what I'm used to doing. I'm used to keeping the lights on, you know. That is that people can sit down and turn the PC on and log into the network and do their stuff, and it's just the same thing.
Yeah, and it just happens that when we turn the lights on, money comes out the other end.
That's better.
You know? And that's very convenient for everybody concerned.
That's better.
So everybody, you know, you've heard David. I hope you listen to this call a couple of times. There's a lot of value in it. Listen to all our calls. They're available at the System blog. And if internet marketing is important to you, if developing expertise in internet marketing is important to you, take a good look at us and seriously consider joining us this April. You can register at thesystemseminar.com. And David, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to call all the way in. And I'm so excited. This is a very typical pattern: 3 years a student, and now a faculty member. This is something that happens a lot, and this is the way. This is what we always wanted: that our students would become so good because of their own initiative and their own gift at what they do. That we'd want them to come and help us teach, and this is what's happening over and over again. So, in fact, that this year. Ben is a new teacher. Greg is a new teacher for us. You're a new teacher, and it's good. It's always a good year when we have that. So again, thesystemseminar.com this April 9th and 11th in Chicago. And David, thank you again so much.
You're most welcome, Ken. Thanks for having me.